All right. Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm so glad that you joined in on this beautiful day. I don't know how the weather is there, but it's nice. It's getting a little cloudy, but it's a great day. Whether it's cloudy, whether it's raining, whether the sun is out, it's a beautiful day that God has kept us. And I'm just thankful that we're able to come together another week to share a word of inspiration and to come together and pray. I'm thankful for Pierce Insurance and for their desire to stay close to God and to make sure that we as a family of business are connected in God and in the Word. Again, I want to welcome everyone, and we're going to look at Philippians, the third chapter, Philippians, the third chapter, and I'm going to be reading verses 12 through 14. Again, that's Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14. And the word reads, "Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Just before we go into the word of inspiration, I read the scripture. I want to have a quick word of prayer for the word of inspiration. Father, we thank you and we honor you. We thank you for the word, oh God, that you have given me, that you have pierced in my spirit to share, God, with your people who are connected on today or who may hear the recording. I pray, God, that this will encourage them, that this will bless them, that this will help someone to begin a healing process. God, we thank you because you do all things well. And I just ask that you will speak through me. Holy Spirit, have thy way. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Again, the last scripture, the last verse 14 says, "I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." He's reminding us to forget what lies behind. And I want to ask a question to you. Is there something you are holding on to that you need to let go of? What is it that you are holding on to and that you've been holding on to, whether for a short period of time, for a long period of time, for years, that you know you need to let go of? I want to encourage you. God wants to encourage you to let it go. He wants you to release it. If there's something that you're holding on to, and for some reason you're cradling it, you're keeping on, keeping a hold to it, let it go. What do you need to release on today that you've been struggling with? Well, this afternoon, the word of encouragement is entitled "Release It." Release it. When I looked at the word release, release is defined as to free from confinement, bondage, obligation, or pain. It gives an example of to release a prisoner or to release someone from a debt. Another definition for release is to free from anything that restrains or fastens. What do you need to be released from? What has you confined? Better yet, what has you in bondage? Who has you in bondage? What's got you bound? Understand that when someone has sinned against you, done you wrong, it's important that you do not let resentment grow within you. We cannot allow the resentment to grow within us and then make us bound. Hebrews 12:15 tells us, "See to it that you do not come short of the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, defiling many others." Is anything defiling you? Not even someone else, but even yourself. What has you bound that it is defiling you? Release it. Stop holding on to the thing or things or that person or persons God instructed you to release. Just release it. Don't think too hard about it. Just release it. And while you're releasing, seek God's face like your life depends on it. This is the word of inspiration that God gave me while I was seeking him. Like, what is it that you want me to share? Now, this word may be for you today, or it may be for you tomorrow or the next day. But if it is for you today, I want to encourage you to release it. There's a song that ministered to me almost 20 years ago when I was going through something that devastated me. And not only that, but even God reminded me of the song just a few years ago when I was dealing with something that when someone hurt my father deeply, and if I can just be transparent, I was angry, I was bitter, and I was holding on to that bitterness. And then God reminded me of this song. It's by Vicky Winans, and it's entitled Release It. And as I was meditating on today's word, God brought this song back to my remembrance. And some of the lyrics says, "So much pain inside, hard to put behind. The things you've been through, those things no one knew. You've tried and you tried to make up your mind to be weak or be strong, to let go or hold on. But today is the day to drop every weight that's been holding you down, those things that keep you bound." And then she goes on and says, "Release the hurt, release the pain, release the shame. Who cares who to blame?" I like that part right there. We have to release the hurt. We have to release the pain. We have to release the shame. We all have some type of, well, I believe many of us may have some type of shame, but who cares who care who's to blame? We've got to release it. So this afternoon, the word may be for you, and you just need to release it. Let it go and move forward. Press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Think about when you have a hot plate, when there's a hot plate and you something's on the stove and you touch it and it's hot. What do? You don't hold on to it, do you? As soon as you feel that it's hot, you instantly what? Let it go, because that's your reflex. You just let it go. That's your reflex. You let it go. Think about if there was a block of ice, and if you had a dry hands and you put that block of ice, your hands on that block of ice, what happens? It sticks. And that's what a lot of us are doing. We're holding on to a block of ice, holding on to something. And it's time for us to let it go. We've got to release it. How do we release it? It's a process. It is a process. And for those of you who are on, please put your phone on mute. But it's a process. What is the process? The first process is prayer. You have to pray. You have to pray, "God, this is what I'm dealing with." Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. God already wants us to be transparent. Tell God, "This is what I'm dealing with. This is who I'm dealing with. This is the struggle that I'm dealing with. This is the person that I don't like. I don't like how they're treating me." Be honest with Him. Give it to God. Then after you pray, after you ask God for wisdom, after you give it to Him, get to the word. Get to the word of God. And then when you get the word of God, meditate on the word of God. Meditate on what He is instructing you. Please put your phones on mute. Meditate on the words that are that He has given you to instruct you. Meditate on those words. The sooner you release and let go, the sooner you will be free. God has plans for you. Stop backdating your destiny by holding on to the things that don't belong to you. That stuff doesn't belong to you. It's time to say, "Okay, it's not mine anymore." Philippians again, 3, 13 and 14 says, "Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." I want to say to you is press, press, release it and press. Focus on what's really important. Focus on what's really important. Trust God to bring you through the process. Trust Him to bring you through the process. Forgive and love and allow God to heal and deliver you. And as I close today's word of inspiration, I want to share these last words of encouragement with you. And that is, whatever you are concerned about today, swing freely without worry or concern. Why? Because the creator, the sustainer, the way maker, the deliverer, the healer, a miracle working God Himself has you. God's got you. Always remember, He, God, will perfect what concerns you. He, God, will perfect what concerns you. This is today's word of inspiration. Release it. It is my prayer that it has inspired you. It is my prayer that it has encouraged you to let it go. It is my prayer that it has encouraged you to press on. It is my prayer that it has encouraged you to even to pray for those who have hurt you. Pray for those who despitefully used you. Pray for those and know that God himself, he will heal. He will deliver. He will set you free because you do not have to be bound anymore. This is today's word of inspiration. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go into prayer. And as we transition into prayer, I just want to take a couple of seconds just to be silent and just to meditate on God's goodness. And let's go into prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.